Lady Macbeth and Trace. Once in a lifetime you're a star. Circus of life falling apart. Just as the flame is on the reservoir, the darkness arises so much brighter. All about Eve, the queen, tragedy. See, now go sleep in my
says you shouldn't believe the things in papers. They can't come true. And don't believe the things that you see on TV, 'cause they'll never happen to you. No, no, not on Halloween. Two steps forward. Don't say I didn't warn you. Two steps forward. Oh, I didn't warn you.
That is side one of the Dream Syndicate's 1982 debut, The Days of Wine and Roses. Track listing goes as follows. Kicked off the entire set with Tell Me When It's Over. You heard Definitely Clean. That's What You Always Say. Then She Remembers. And then the epic Halloween, which, of course, you hear the Moxster play every year on his show in the month of October. Hey, as I'm moving around and looking and seeing at the watching my clock and trying to figure out if I can squeeze all this in, there is one artist that I have to make sure I get in. I cannot run out of time, and I would be remiss to do a show without featuring the entire album side of debut albums that didn't include R.E.M.'s Murmur. Yeah, recorded back in 1983, in the early days of 83, I should say, like in January. Their original producer on the project was a guy named Stephen Haig. Now, Stephen was a former member of Jules and the Polar Bears, believe it or not. And he's known for producing like The Gleaming Spires, Are You Ready for the Sex Girls? And he went on to actually produce all these landmark singles and albums for like New Order, Pet Shop Boys, OMD, and more. Now, think of what his style is like. And then think of what you hear with R.E.M. Yeah, R.E.M. didn't really jive with he wanted to put keyboards and a bunch of stuff into their music. So they asked their label if they could work with someone else. And they said, yeah, I guess. So they quickly turned to Mitch Easter of Let's Active fame and Don Dixon to record and produce the project. It was released in April of 1983 to much critical acclaim. The album actually reached number 36 on the Billboard album chart, and the lead single, Radio Free Europe, peaked at number 78 on the singles chart. Now, despite all of this, believe it or not, Rolling Stone actually named it, and I say despite all this because it's not like it was a big, huge, huge selling album, but in 1983, Rolling Stone actually named it its best album of 1983. Now, think about it. What was it going up against in 1983? How about things like Michael Jackson's Thriller, maybe The Police's Synchronicity, or even U2's War album? Yeah, it beat all of those, according to Rolling Stone. In the 1980s, R.E.M. quickly became my favorite band. So let's check out side one of Murmur here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
Stay. put your hair back. You get to leave. 11 gallows on your sleeve. Shallow figured, winner's paid. 11 shadows way out of place. Standing too soon, shoulders high and low. Standing too soon, shoulders high and low. Standing too soon, shoulders. Dress on and stay real close. Who might leave you where I left off? The perfect circle of acquaintances and friends. Drink another coin of praise. To win and suit your needs, speak out sometimes and try to win.
Wrapping up side one of Murmur, the song Perfect Circle, which R.E.M. rarely ever performed live. That set of music included side one, started off with the single Radio Free Europe, followed by Pilgrimage, Laughing, Talk About the Passion, Moral Kiosk, and as I mentioned, Perfect Circle. I got one more album I'll see if I can squeeze in for you to make this program completes, and I'm trying to figure out something that might be a little shorter. So how about something that was released in 1977? Yeah, punk rock. How about something called Wire's debut album, Pink Flag? It failed to initially chart. However, 44 years later, it's consistently ranked as one of the top 500 albums of all time. Its enduring influence pops up in hardcore, post-punk, alternative rock, and even Britpop. Judge for yourself. Here's side one of Wire's Pink Flag.
I respond, and I'm sorry to tell. I'm an uneasy. I want a beer. Feel safe with a Sunday suit again. Fuck my life. Embarrass my wife. And live a bad taste. Start to forget the move on Monday morning. I want to be a talk for the day. So sure. Pictures of me with a new embrace. So lacking a taste. Touching in the waist. Looking the same as Monday morning. Touching in the waist. Looking the same as Monday morning.
Avoiding CDNA disease.
play the blues. Avoiding a death is to win the game. To avoid relegation, the big game. Drowning in the big swim, rising to the surface. The smell of you. That's low down. God save, 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 God save,
And there you have it, side one of Wire's 1977 debut, Pink Flag, with the title track. Name of the songs in that whole set of music, we started things off with Reuters, followed by A Field Day for the Sundays, Three Girl Roomba, X Lion Tamer, Lowdown, Start to Move, Brazil, It's So Obvious, Surgeon's Girl, and the title track, as I mentioned, Pink Flag. Want to thank you for listening.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. You're still listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. But now there should be music playing. Listening. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. This is unfortunately not a podcast. I'm Costanza Ultra, and here are some events around the Pittsburgh area that you can enjoy. There's the Greater Pittsburgh Guitar Show. It's at South Point Printscape Arena, 114 South Point Boulevard in Cannonsburg. It's this Sunday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The Greater Pittsburgh Guitar Show will bring together guitar collectors, vendors, builders, luthiers, and players for a one-day buying, selling, and trading event. The show will include new, used, and vintage musical instruments, electronics, hard-to-find parts, records, compact discs, tapes, memorabilia, and more. The Greater Pittsburgh Guitar Show will be held, this Sunday. Yeah. Sunday, 11 to 4, South Point Printscape Arena, Cannonsburg. For more info, go to guitarshowusa.com. It's also Happy Trolloween. It's at Phipps Conservatory at Schenley Park from the 9th to the 31st. Spooky season arrives at Phipps Conservatory with a celebration of all things creepy and crawly as the hidden life of trolls presents the Fall Flower Show, Happy Trolloween. Phipps has been creating the Fall Flower Show, chrysanthemum-themed seasonal show, since 1894. On display now through October 31st at Phipps Conservatory at Schenley Park near Oakland. For more info, go to phipps.conservatory.org. It's also the Harris Theater Films. It's at the Harris Theater, 809 Liberty Ave, downtown. It's now through November 3rd. The Harris Theater by the Pittsburgh Cultural Trust is screening two films this month. First is a Todd Haynes documentary of the Velvet Underground, highlighting the famous Studio 54 house band. The film features Lou Reed, John Cale, Mo Tucker, and Sterling Morrison, plus Nico and Andy Warhol. The Velvet Underground is playing now through October 21st. And again, October 29th through November 3rd. The second feature is On Broadway, a film by Oren Jacoby, which interviews famous Broadway actors and takes you behind the scenes of shows like A Chorus Line and Hamilton. On Broadway will be screening from October 22nd to the 28th. The Harris Theater is located at 809 Liberty Ave, downtown. For more info, visit trust.org or call 412-456-6666. We've also got some concerts, shows happening around Pittsburgh. Tonight, 7 p.m., just started at Stage AE. It's Mark Rebier with Normal Creatures. We've also got at 8 tonight at Thunderbird, TV Girl. Tomorrow night at the Roxy and at 7 is Princess Nokia, WRCT, co-presenting at that show, which is exciting. Club Cafe at 8 p.m. on Wednesday the 20th, you got Ellen Jewel. At Jurgles at 8, you got Flock of Seagulls on Wednesday. Stage AE on Thursday, 21st at 7 p.m., you have the Front Bottoms with Oso Oso and Sydney Sprague. And then Friday night, Club Cafe at 7 p.m., there's an evening with Steve Forbert. And then 7 p.m. at Stage AE on Friday, Angels and Airwaves with Bad Sons. That was the WRCT